Hey, greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Guess who's here?
I think I'm Brother James.
Brother James is here, too.
Hello, sisters. You threw me off there for a second.
I know I did.
We don't rehearse these, so these are all one-take audios.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought we would talk today about a topic that a sister brought up a while ago. She said...
You had a good setup for this today.
I did, yeah. The sister said, you know, what do you say if somebody refuses the gospel? Like, if you're trying to tell it to them or give them a gospel
Like, that
card?
Doesn't happen all the time.
Right. It does. It happens a lot. So, anyway, I was kind of making some notes, and I talked to Brother James a little while ago, and I was like, hey, that would be an awesome subject for us to go over since we're out on the street, and we get a lot of different situations. And
tons of them.
Yeah, we do. And so we talked about it, and then just this morning an occurrence happened, and I was like, hey, this is a good reason to get this topic going here. And so this morning I was walking down the sidewalk. Brother James was going to meet me at the store. It's a busy road, and I was walking down it, and I saw this group of people. There was four women and one man there. I didn't even see the man there when I walked up. And they were holding signs, and they were looking...
New agey, very worldly.
Thank you. Yeah. Yep. And so I thought it was either a Black Lives Matter, because I know there was something with another court case.
Yep.
With some, you know. With
or abortion.
Yep, that was my second thought. I was like, oh, this is probably all about abortion. And then I could see the signs as I got closer. So I walked up there, and the man came around this woman there. I didn't even know he was there. And he's like, hi, how are you? And I said, I'm doing good. What's this all about? And he said, well, we're activists for bodily functions. And I said, oh, you mean abortion? He said, yeah. And I said, well, I'm not here to talk about that. I'm a born-again Christian, and I'd like to share the gospel with you. And they said, no, we don't want it. And I said, are you sure that's the only way to eternal life, gospel good news through Jesus Christ? And they said, no, we don't want it. And I said, well, I'm not really here to talk about governmental issues and policies and things like that. And they turned around and started chanting. And so I turned around and
That's how they mock.
Yeah, yep, right. And I could tell they had a lot of disdain on their face for God. So I turned around, started walking away, and I turned back and I said, you know, there's a day of reckoning coming with God. I said, God will not be mocked, and I kept walking.
That was a good response.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you would have done anything more, it's pushing the word of God upon them that don't want it. But that doesn't mean you can't preach and proclaim, and seeds can stick in their ears. They can't help but hear that. They can throw a gospel card on the ground. They can't help but hear, repent and obey the gospel. That can stay with them and be a warning down the road.
Yeah, that was a warning. And the one woman at the end, the rest of them wouldn't even look at me. She kind of turned and looked, so I don't know what that was. But anyway, so we thought we would just kind of discuss some of the situations that come up and what you can say, just some ideas. I mean, it all depends on where you are, who it is, the situation, you know, because there's all different ways that it can be done.
Yeah.
So,
ready? I got one.
Yeah, go for it.
So just this weekend, we had mockers follow us around, and the guy wrote on a cardboard sign, God loves everybody. And then he had an arrow that said, except this guy. And he was standing there trying to point it on me. Turned out he was an abortion he believed in abortion, and they were atheists, New Agers, but he was telling everybody that God loves everybody. Well, actually, if you ever get anybody that says that, like if you get some pushback and they say, you know, God loves everybody, my response to them, a quick response would be this: actually, God hates the wicked, Psalm 5:5. But because of what Christ has done, the love of God is available in the one-time act of Jesus. You must repent and obey the gospel.
Right, I love
right
that.
There. So it's not God loves everyone. Oh, he loved everyone by sending Jesus, but he actually hates sin. It says he hates those that do wickedness. They have to repent. So you have to be quick, and that's why you want to be reading the scriptures, dwelling in them, thinking about it, and this will come with time and experience.
Right, and I was just going to say, perfect. You brought the
And by the way, let me just say, I preached in front of him. It was awesome. You could see the video. He held his little sign up, and I got to walk around and preach around him, telling people, it's not true. God loves everyone. God loved in Christ, but lest you repent, you don't get the love of God. So I got to refute him. It was awesome.
Right. Yeah, so what I was going to say, Brother James' point on that, you know, being quick. Brother James is constantly preaching and talking to people out on the streets every single day and going through this. So as a street preacher, he's very quick and he's very practiced on it. I get a lot of opportunities, so I can be maybe a little bit quicker and have a little bit more things to say, but a lot of times I'll say a lot less. I definitely say a lot less than Brother James does, because I'm not quite as practiced. And then there's going to be sisters out there I know who rarely ever get to speak to people, so their responses might even be smaller.
Right. And your hope there is that gospel card's going to speak for you, and you're hoping that people that are seekers that want to talk to you, and then I know all you ladies can talk the word of God. So
yeah,
not everybody's going to be the quick response street preacher type evangelist, but we're just giving you some ideas of things that you could slip in to put seeds of truth into people that they might carry away with. Basically, kind of slipping it in them even when they don't want it. That's what this audio is for.
Right. And even if you only have a few responses that you start out with, sometimes as you start speaking something, obviously the Holy Spirit is with you,
yep,
and more will come.
Do you have another one, Sister Debbie? We'll just go back and forth on a few.
Yeah, we were talking about what the situations were, like I did today, and that's why I could clearly see they didn't want to hear the things of God, so that's what I said what I did. And here's one for you. Here's an easy one. If somebody goes, nope, I don't want it, and they put their hand up and turn away, you could say nothing.
Yeah.
And walk away and take those precious pearls with you.
Yeah, you know what my response to that one is usually? My response to that one is, well, I guess I was here looking for the sheep of God. I guess you're not it. The sheep of God follow God. And they can go, oh, I'm not a sheep of God. I rejected God's truth, and let that stick in them that, yeah, they're not of God.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, that is a good
one. You don't want to give your pearls to someone like that. You don't want to cast it upon them.
No, because if they say it's super angry, and if it's a woman to a man, you know, oftentimes I'm not going to sit there and dispute with a man. I might say a little bit, you know, it all depends. Like if we're standing out on the street and Brother James is preaching, we're flying signs, and I'm holding out gospel cards, you know, if I see a crowd of people and a man said something and they keep walking, I might respond something like that. So.
Yep. I have one here. How about this one? We get this one once in a while. Nope, I don't believe in God.
Oh.
I don't get this often. We don't get many atheists.
Yeah, I didn't think
but I get this every once in a while. And I usually will just say to somebody like that, so you think this incredible, amazing world just happened by accident? And that puts a seed of doubt in their mind. And then I say, the Bible says in John 1, Jesus created it all. I'm going with that.
Right.
And they just walk by. See how fast I could say that? And they go, oh. And if they ever stop and talk, I'll say, look at that car. Did that car just fly together? No, there was an intelligent creator. You don't think there's an intelligent creator? Oh, you're so wrong. You need to investigate that. Christ is the creator.
How about this one? The fool says there is no God.
Yep, and then you could talk about, if they stick around long enough, you could say, you know what? We don't want you to be a fool. The fool says there is no God. Don't be a fool. Look at his creation. It speaks for itself.
Right.
So that's another one that we don't get a lot of atheists. But don't listen to the media if you ever listen to people and say, oh, there's all these atheists. We deal with thousands of people every week. I can name on my hand the few hardcore atheists I've ever run into. I think it's a lot like homosexuality. Yeah, there's a lot more of it now.
It's growing,
It's growing, but it ain't 10 and 15% of the population like they say.
Mm-mm.
It's far less than one the way I see it. So don't let Satan skew the numbers.
Right.
There's not as many atheists as you think. How about, you have another one, Sister Debbie?
Well, I got a question for you. I'm going to put you on the spot.
You're going to put me on the spot. I'm ready. I don't know what her question is. Here we go.
Here's one. What if somebody says, like, I'm a Baptist?
Oh, I'm a Baptist. Well, you know what? The Baptist faith was invented about 1600. That's 1600 years after Jesus. It's not ordained of the Father. Jesus is coming back to destroy everything that God did not ordain. Why would you prop up a man-made religious system when Jesus is coming back to destroy it? No, you must follow Christ in spirit and truth, not man-made traditions.
Right.
So I said that very quickly. I know I can say it fast, but if people give you time to go, well, what's wrong with the Baptist faith? If you can remember that it's not ordained of man, and that Christ is coming to vanquish everything that's not of the Father, and it can just give you some evidence. Hey, you know, you can ask them, was the Baptist faith ordained by God in the Bible? I had one person tell me John the Baptist was the first Baptist. I said, please. I said, it was because he baptized people. There was no denominations in the Bible, was there, sisters?
None. No, and I think I've had a response of, you know, denominations are not of God. They're the synagogues of Satan.
I got one for you. Ready? I hear this one all the time in the streets. I'm street preaching. Men, mostly men do this. Sometimes women. They walk by, and I'm preaching the gospel, and they walk by, and they go, I already know the gospel. They put their hand up like I'm good to go, and they keep walking. And I usually point to them, turn the attention of the people there, and I say, you know the gospel? Share the gospel with us. What is the gospel to eternal life, sir? and I call them out. And a lot of times they just wave their hand and I go, no time for the gospel. What, you're here for entertainment, the food, the fleshly ways, but no time for the gospel. We see your heart, sir. I hope you repent from that. And they usually walk away. Sometimes they'll turn around and say, well, believe in Jesus. And I go, that's a good start. Believe in the Savior, the Messiah.
Right.
What else must we do? And then they go, I don't have time for you.
I got to get going.
I got to get going. And I go, well, I love you. I got all kinds of time.
And then you usually say, what, don't you love me?
Don't you love me? The Bible says we love each other. So if someone says they already know the gospel, ask them what it is.
Yeah,
test it. Test it to the Word of God, sisters.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And here's one that we hear all the time. I'm good.
I'm good.
Yep, I'm good. And my quick response to that is, you're not good with God if you don't repent and obey the gospel.
Right, and it's based on the context, too. We'll go
yes.
to a worldly event, and where there's all kinds of fleshly, carnal, ungodly ways, and we'll say to people, you're good, why are you here?
I forgot that one.
Why are you here entertaining yourself if you're good with God? God says, come out of the world.
Right. Yeah,
and that can make them think, oh, my pastor never told me that. Sure,
yep.
He's trying to fill up buildings. We're just trying to get people in heaven.
Right, I got one for you.
Uh-oh.
We hear this.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go home!
Ah, yes, go home. And I always say, you know what? Someday God's going to take me home, but it's not today. I'm still here to preach. I'm looking forward to going home, but I'm here to preach, and I'm going to keep preaching.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, I got one. Hey, it goes right along with that one. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Ready?
I know what it is.
Get a job.
I was going to say that.
Get a job. And I always go, I had a job for 45 years. I worked. I retired early.
This is my job.
I support myself. This is my job. I preach the
gospel.
Glory
to God.
I preach the gospel. And they just shake their head and walk away.
Yeah, you know, sometimes when we're out and they say, get a job, I'm looking at them like, well, what are you doing?
Yeah, they're out entertaining themselves. We're out baking in the sun preaching the gospel.
Right.
Hey, yeah. I got one here. This one goes along with what we're talking about, the world. People at worldly events, and they hear me preach about you got to repent and come out of the world, and they go, what are you talking about? I can love the things of the world, or I can do worldly things and be of God. And I just simply say, no, the Bible says being a friend of the world makes you an enemy of God. It means a hated enemy of God, James 4:4. So knowing scripture verses that can pop in your head and you can quote scripture can be a very, very useful tool. James 4:4, you're a friend of the world, makes you an enemy of God. Send them off with that. Let them think about that in their prayer life if they have one, or in their study time. Wow, I'm an enemy of God.
Right.
And I always tell people, whip your iPhone out, pull the Bible up. You can see it says it right there. Read it to us out loud, men. Read it to us.
Yeah, you preach it a lot, too.
They won't read it.
Mm-mm.
They won't open the Bible and read it. Why do you think that is, Sister Debbie?
Because they're going to be convicted.
It's
once you know it, you have to
It's condemnation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's condemnation.
Yeah, right. Right. And let's see, I get one, like when we're standing on the street, people are going by, whether it be like a religious event or a worldly carnal one, whatever. They'll be walking by and I'll say, gospel good news, would you like a gospel card, ma'am? And she'll say, I'm already a Christian. And a lot of times my quick response, because they're moving by pretty fast, is, well, if you're my sister, you need to repent and come out of the world. Or I might just say, you know, you don't look like my sister, but I can help you in that.
Right.
Or I'll say, you know, if she says, I get that, where they'll actually take a gospel card and they'll say, but I've been a Christian for 20 or 30 or 40 years or all my life. And I'm like, I say, well, I can see you need help discerning the word. I'd be happy to help you do that.
Yeah, another good response to that, if somebody says, I'm already a Christian, you could say, are you a biblical Christian or a cultural Christian? Because
right.
God rejects this culture, and the denominations are cultural Christianity.
Right. Here's one. I just popped in my head. What about this? I already go to church.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if somebody said to me, I already go to church, I would say, you know what? God never ordained that we go to church. God ordains that we live every day for Him in holiness and obedience. Yes, true saints can gather together, but worship services are not in a church building. We worship God with how we live our life, and we don't live it worldly and ungodly. We live it in holiness and obedience coming out of the world. So you can't worship God in a church building if you live like in and of the world.
Right?
Yeah. So those are just some good ones to give you ladies some insights onto how to handle witnessing. You know, maybe we did some from the street preaching angle, but a lot of them can be modified to be used for you. I just want to encourage you in this. Just today I gave a lady a gospel track, and I want to encourage you, because most of you are not doing ministry all the time, and so you just get chances, like Sister Debbie said, here and there. Today I went in and got, I had to buy some food, went in and I gave it to a very nice lady, and gave her the gospel, and I said, here. Always when I'm done, I like to do this. We do our transaction, and then I say, here, and I put the gospel card out. And they look, and they go, what's that? And I go, it's kind of my way of getting their attention rather than just sliding it on the table. I usually put it out, and I go, here, this is for you. And they go, what's that? I go, gospel good news. And I've been saying a lot this last year, make sure you're living for the right kingdom. And they go, what? And I go, read the card. Well, today I gave it to this lady. She was very nice. As soon as I gave it to her, she's like, thank you, you know, one of those disingenuous thank yous. She set it on the register, and I turned and walked away. I walked over to the counter, and I got ice, and I went and picked up my ice, and I turned around, and I looked. What was she doing? She was reading the gospel card. There was no customer behind me. She picked it back up, and she read the front and the back. So what looked like a disingenuous thank you, she was curious about, make sure I'm living for the right kingdom. What's he talking about? So even those subtle little witnessing experiences, when you think, here you go, people say, thanks a lot, they stick it in their pocket.
Right.
What do we always wonder, Sister Debbie?
Like, you know, maybe they take it out of their pocket and throw it up on the dresser or something, or maybe they pull their hand out of their pocket, the gospel card falls, and somebody else finds it. You know, who knows who's going to get their hands on
it? Exactly. It might go home on the dresser, and the 14-year-old teenager needs it.
Right. Or sometimes, hey, we've had people say, oh, yeah, my friend gave me your gospel card, because they're like, they don't really want it. They give it to their religious friend.
How about this? Not long ago, we gave somebody a Bible. Yeah, they unfortunately put it down and didn't want to read it. Another man picked it up and found my phone number and our website and texted me over it.
That's right, yeah.
So you never know what this witnessing, where it's going to lead. Never be discouraged if it doesn't seem like they received it well, because sometimes the worst people, the worst response you might get could be the person that's actually
going
to come.
You're going right where a thought popped in my head now as we're talking about this. You know, when you go out and you want to give out gospel cards, be very careful that we're not partial to who we give them to. We want to be led by the Spirit, because a lot of times people will look at, I'm just going to say, like, I'm going to use the word normal person.
Right.
And they may overlook the people who look very radical.
Tattooed, covered, pierced, bikers, maybe looks like a druggie.
We find that what words do I use here? You know, the worst looking ones, it's
the lowly of society.
Yeah.
The lowly of society,
the
underbelly.
Those seem more welcome, for the most part, more welcoming than those people who look like they're more moral.
Yeah,
are the ones that hate it the most.
I can back that up. In the years we've been doing this ministry, I have never, ever, ever had a homeless man call the police on me when I witnessed to him.
Right.
They always, not always, they usually take the gospel. They thank us, even if we don't give them food or anything. They usually go, I'm fine. And they thank me. A lot of times I get hugs, I get handshakes. When we show up at religious places or festivals or events with all the American churchianity, they call the police on us nonstop. And we're legal, we're peaceful, and we're law-abiding. And I get to witness to the police all the time. Never been arrested yet. But that just goes to show you, that's a good point. Never, ever. Jesus said, the guy in the gutter beat his breast and said, Lord, have mercy on me. Yeah. He'll be justified before the guy that's in the religious building praying every day. And he says, I'm glad I'm not like him.
Right.
It's a matter of the heart.
Yeah, so that's an encouragement to women, you know, don't be fearful. And I'm not saying go approach.
No.
You know, strange looking
people. Yeah, be careful with homeless people. They can be demonic. They can be drunk.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah, my point is, like, you may get, there's a lot of workers, you know, people who
cash
work in
register
the stores
guy.
That have, like, they may be quite intimidating to some women.
Right.
And they may hesitate offering that, whereas the Spirit might be prompting you to at least hand it to them. You know, even if you're afraid to say too much, you can say, you know, something about, here's some good news, and if they don't want it, you know, you don't need to make a fuss in the store or anything.
Yeah. And one last thing I guess I would throw in about, we're talking about witnessing. What I really encourage people is, like, when you go out, don't just have a gospel card hidden down deep in your purse somewhere, and then you're just pursuing your daily thing, picking up fabric, picking up food, watching out for my children. Yeah, you got to do all that stuff. My method, this works all the time for me. I have a gospel card in my hand. If I have a gospel card in my hand, my thought is on the gospel. I'm already going, what would I say, Lord? Give me the words. Give me the right person. Give me the heart. Give me the focus. And I'm ready. If it's stuck way down in my wallet and I'm thinking about buying a roasted chicken, and all of a sudden I get a chance to witness, I'm going to be off guard. And I think that's an example of trying to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. So have that card in your hand and pray and say, Lord, use me, give me the words. And the Bible says he will give us the words if we're seeking, if we're ready. I really believe that.
Great. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So did you have any other ones, Sister Debbie?
Well,
as we
really
finish this up,
examples.
I hope this has been edifying.
Yeah, we got... There could be a whole bunch more.
Oh, yeah, there's a whole bunch more.
Yeah, I just wanted to share. I didn't want to. I was just going to end it with a scripture I wanted to share, but I don't want to cut you off or anything.
No, I think I shared the main ones I wanted to share.
Okay. Well, I'm sure the sisters will, the ones that we know, they'll talk and share. And if there's any other questions that come out of this, it makes really good topics. I love it.
And the one reason why we put up so many witnessing audios, that is our hope. I just recently got an email from somebody and said that what we do edifies them, encourages them. We're not doing it. Jesus said, let your good works be seen before men. We love to let our good works be seen before men because it's glorifying to him, not to us. We wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for him.
Oh, I know.
It's his word. It's his spirit. It's his truth. I got nothing. All I got is the truth of God. But the reason we put all these audios out, you might say, wow, Brother James is always putting out these audios and these videos. We want people to see the interaction. We want it to encourage them. We wanted to help train them up, and they might hear me or Sister Debbie have an interaction and go, hey, I can use that.
Sisters have already said that to
me. And that's why we do it, is so that people can learn how to minister the Word of God.
Right. Yeah, that's awesome. And so I guess I just basically wanted to share with you, you know, a lot of times it can be rejected. It can also be accepted, but either way, we won't be discouraged because the time's getting darker out there, and there may be a lot more rejection out there as goes and gets darker and darker, but we don't be discouraged. And here's some encouragement that will strengthen us not to be discouraged. Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek.
I love that.
Yeah.
Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid to put out the gospel. God will make a way, and his word never goes out void. Last thing, here's a homework assignment for you. Go look up the verse where Peter and his brother were beaten for the sake of the gospel.
Right.
And they didn't lick their wounds and go, oh, woe is us, that's so bad. They were rejoicing. So when you get rejected, hopefully you don't get beat up, sisters. But if you just get rejected, you should be rejoicing, going, you know what? I got rejected for the cause of Christ. And you should rejoice in that.
Right.
Yeah.
And it makes me think of that. One more. What is it when? What did they do when they were told to be quiet?
Yeah. They lifted up their voices even all the more.
Yeah, they said, those who you told not to preach it.
Yeah, yeah. They went to the priests and they said, hey, those guys, those fishermen, who are these guys? They're out there preaching Jesus. You told them not to. And that's the same account where they got beat. It says they beat him and released him and said, don't preach Jesus no more. And they left rejoicing that they were
the
counted worthy. So when someone rejects the gospel from you, you're counted worthy. Why? Because you actually put yourself out there enough to even give the gospel out.
Right.
That's worthy.
I encourage the sisters, you know, even if it's not accepted or anything, you did your good works unto the Lord by either A, being willing, or B, you know, being able to fulfill it and try to share it.
Yep. And you never know what seeds are being planted.
Right.
We know people have watched our street preaching, and months later, they contact us and say, I was convicted by that. And they start seeking after the truth of God. So be encouraged. Let the word go out. Preach the gospel. Hopefully some of these things have encouraged you.
Yeah, praise God. It was really enjoyable to do it.
It was.
All right. We love you all, sisters. Hold fast.
Have a joyous day. May God be praised.